Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, September 24th, and coming up in today's episode. Protests demanding statehood restoration for Ladakh turn violent in Leh. Repeat minor offences accused Baba, wanted in Delhi for sexually harassing dozens of women. Supreme Court flags existential crisis in Himalayan states after monsoon devastation. And Elon Musk's father, Errol Musk, accused of child sexual abuse in a US media report. Leh witnessed a rare and intense outbreak of violence this morning as protesters clashed with police during ongoing demonstrations demanding statehood and constitutional safeguards for Ladakh. Large crowds flooded onto the streets of the city, observing a complete shutdown and intensifying their ongoing hunger strike. The demonstration turned violent when protesters reportedly threw stones at police personnel and set a police vehicle on fire. The local office of the Bharatiya Janata Party was also targeted during the unrest. In response, police used tear gas and baton charges to disperse the crowd. Authorities confirmed that the situation escalated quickly, marking the first major instance of violence in the current statehood movement in the region. The unrest comes ahead of a scheduled meeting between Ladakhi leaders and central government officials on 6th of October. The talks are expected to focus on the long-standing demands of the local population. Climate activist Sonam Wangchuk has been on a hunger strike for 2 weeks now, calling for full statehood and Ladakh to be brought under the 6th schedule of the constitution, which offers special protection of tribal regions. Discontent has been growing in Ladakh since 2019, when the region was carved out as a union territory following the abrogation of Article 370 and the division of the former state of Jammu and Kashmir. While many initially welcomed the move, concerns soon arose over the lack of political representation and the potential threat to local identity, land and resources. In the years since, political and religious groups across the region from both Buddhist-majority Leh and Muslim-majority Kargil, which is in Kashmir, have come together under a unified platform, forming the apex body of Leh and the Kargil Democratic Alliance to push for their demands. Although a high-level committee was formed by the centre to examine these concerns, multiple rounds of dialogue has failed to deliver any result. In March of this year, local representatives held talks with Union Home Minister Amit Shah, but those discussions ended without agreement. One of those attending leaders had told NDTV then, quote, "During the meeting, the Home Minister told us that he has made a mistake by carving out Ladakh as a separate union territory. He also rejected our demand for statehood and the 6th schedule." The region remains tense with more protests expected in the run-up to the October meeting. Police presence in Leh has been increased and authorities are monitoring the situation closely. Police in Delhi have launched a manhunt for Swami Chaitanyananda Saraswati, also known as Partha Sarthi, after multiple women accused him of sexual harassment. The accused, formerly the head of Sri Sharda University of Indian Management in Vasant Kunj, allegedly targeted young women students from economically weaker section category, the EWS category. According to police, Chaitanyananda contacted these women students through WhatsApp, calling them to meet him under the pretext of academic matters. Victims claimed that if they did not comply, he would threaten to fail them or cut off their marks during the exam. Some were promised opportunities to go abroad. At least 17 of the 32 women who have given formal statements have accused him of inappropriate behavior, including sending offensive messages, using abusive language, and making unwanted physical contact. Some students allege that female wardens at the ashram introduced them to the accused and later pressured them to remain silent. These wardens are also under investigation with their statements already recorded. Deputy Police Commissioner Southwest Amit Goyal confirmed that a case has been registered. Quote, "We have gathered statements and also analyzed CCTV footage from the premises. Raids have been conducted at several locations." Unquote. Police say Chaitanyananda was not in the country at the time the case came to light. He was last traced near Agra. Raids have been carried out across Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. During the investigation, officers found a Volvo car used by the accused in the basement of the institute. Surprisingly, the vehicle was fitted with a fake diplomatic number plate, 39UN1, and has since been seized. The car is registered in another name. In total, 5 separate cases have now been registered against him dating as far as 2009. These include 2 previous molestation complaints, one in 2009 and another in 2016, as well as recent charges in August this year. Additional cases include use of a fake license plate and alleged fraud involving the monastery. Following the allegations, the Dakshina Maya Sri Sharda Peet in Srinagiri, the parent organization, has expelled Chaitanyananda and condemned his actions. In a statement, the Peet said his behavior was illegal, inappropriate, and against the values of the institution. The accused remains on the run as police continue their search. The Supreme Court has raised serious concerns over the environmental degradation in Himachal Pradesh, directly linking it to uncontrolled development, tourism, and unregulated construction in the fragile Himalayan region. During a hearing this week, the court remarked that Himachal Pradesh and all Himalayan states, in fact, are facing a serious existential crisis. It made strong observations about the state's handling of natural resources and has asked for detailed explanations on the ecological imbalance. Quote, "This monsoon season has been heavy." Quote, "This monsoon season has seen heavy unprecedented rain causing havoc in the fragile ecosystem of Himachal Pradesh. The deluge that struck in various areas has caused widespread damage to life and property." The court highlighted that both permanent buildings and temporary structures were swept away in landslides during this year's monsoon, pointing to a wider pattern of damage. It said that the region's delicate environment is being pushed beyond its limits. Citing a 65-page report submitted by the amicus curiae, the bench questioned the Himachal Pradesh government on whether steps have been taken to regulate tourism, construction, mining, and tree felling. It has asked the state to provide responses to a long list of queries, backed by an affidavit from the principal secretary of the Forest Department before the next hearing on 28 October 2025. The court has sought specific details on 1. Zoning for seismic risk, landslide-prone areas, and ecologically sensitive zones. 2. Forest use over the last 20 years, including some tree felling permissions and species data. 3. Compensatory afforestation, which is number of trees planted, survival rates, and funds used. 4. Tourism and construction, approval of hotels, multi-story buildings, and the enforcement of the Town and Country Planning Act. 5. Mining operations and the use of heavy machinery in the hills. 6. Hydroelectric projects and their environmental impact post-construction. 7. Climate change policy, including studies on glacial retreat and rainfall trends. 7. Road development and its link to frequent landslides. The Supreme Court has previously warned that if this continues, Himachal may one day disappear from the map. In earlier responses, the Himachal Pradesh government attributed the devastation to climate change, citing increased cloudburst, glacier melt, and flash flood. However, the court indicated that human activity and poor regulation have also played a role. The father of billionaire tech entrepreneur, owner of X, Tesla, and SpaceX, Elon Musk, has been accused of sexually abusing 5 of his children and stepchildren, according to a report published in the New York Times on Tuesday. The report draws from letters, emails, legal records, and interviews with family members and outlines allegations against the 79-year-old Errol Musk, dating as far as 1993. One of the earliest claims came from his stepdaughter, who was 4 years old at the time. Family members say she told relatives that Errol Musk had touched her inappropriately at home. Years later, the same woman reportedly said she once caught him sniffing her underwear. Additional allegations mentioned in the report involved 2 biological daughters and a stepson. According to the New York Times, which reported this issue, 3 separate investigations were opened by law enforcement. 2 of them were closed with no further action, while the status of the 3rd remains unclear. Errol Musk has strongly denied all accusations. Speaking to the newspaper, he dismissed the claims as nonsense and false. He also alleged that some family members had manipulated the children and were attempting to extort money from his billionaire son, Elon Musk. The Times report describes Errol Musk as having a powerful grip over parts of the family. It says he has fathered at least 9 biological and stepchildren across 3 marriages. Elon Musk has seldom spoken publicly about his father, but when he has, the comments have suggested a troubled past. In 2017, in a 2017 Rolling Stone interview, Musk described his father as a terrible human being, saying he has done almost every evil thing that you can possibly think of. At the time, Musk also recalled why he chose to live with his father during childhood, while his siblings, Kimball and Tosca, stayed with their mother. Quote, "I felt sorry for my father because my mother had all 3 kids," he told the magazine. "He seemed very sad and lonely by himself, so I thought maybe I can be of company. I didn't really understand at the time what kind of person he was." He will have a carefully thought out plan of evil, Musk added, without going into specific details. There has been no official response from Elon Musk regarding this report in the New York Times. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with Indie TV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.